morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
With us again is Charles C. Plummer of Dow AgriSciences. Charles C., how can wheat producers prepare for success this growing season?
I would encourage producers to start scouting early and continue that process throughout the growing season. Identifying weed species in the field is critical to determining the best weed management program. With the current commodity prices, growers are wanting to get the most out of their inputs. Each season brings upon different challenges, but a proactive approach to weed control can certainly set growers up for success. As I travel throughout my territory, I can find Myristel in nearly every wheat field. I would have to say it's the biggest broadleaf weed issue we have in my geography. So to have a herbicide like Culex that performs exceptionally well on not only Myristel, but other broadleaf weed species such as henbit and mustards is truly a game changer. Culex also provides the tank mix flexibility to broaden that weed spectrum up by adding 12 to 16 ounces of MCPA for those tougher to control weeds, such as Virginia pepperweed, cutleaf evening primrose, and field bindweed.
And you can learn more by visiting flexibleweedcontrol.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at flexibleweedcontrol.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. Drought continues to persist in the state this week, particularly in western parts of Oklahoma. Gary McManus, Oklahoma State climatologist, says some areas are now up to 112 days without having received at least a quarter inch of rain in a single day. Most of the western half of the state, he says, falls between 88 and 105 days. Current forecasts are not promising. Eastern Oklahoma appears to be the most likely part of the state to see any significant moisture in the future, but chances remain slim. The Climate Prediction Center predicts this trend may continue through April, with expectations of increased odds for above-normal temperatures and below-normal precipitation in western Oklahoma. McManus advises Oklahomans to prepare for drought conditions to intensify over the next few weeks and months. As of this week, 84% of Oklahoma is in at least moderate drought conditions, with 48% in severe drought and 12% in extreme drought. Again, that's most heavily concentrated around the western portion of the state. And in other news, after last year's boom in Oklahoma's cotton industry, Randy Bowman, research director and cotton extension program leader for Oklahoma State University, reports that some producers are still harvesting their 2017 crops. At the same time, he says Oklahoma's gins are working overtime to chew through the massive stocks still waiting in the field in some cases. I sat down with Bowman at this week's Red River Crops Conference in Altus to talk about the situation. While it was undoubtedly a great year for producers, though, the challenge is now getting the crop ginned in a timely fashion.
Some of these gins are going to be pushed into May, which we could actually be planting cotton, and some gins could still potentially be running. So it's a real challenge. I'm not sure that I would encourage very many more producers to get into this crop in the state of Oklahoma right now. I mean, we've got gins now that are, as we mentioned, are going to be probably ginning on into May. And if we plant a lot more acres than what we planted in 17, I mean, I'm not sure if we can ever get that one ginned. We may be still ginning some cotton by the time some folks would be harvesting.
Based on what he's heard in the countryside, Bowman predicts farmers could potentially plant up to 750,000 acres of cotton in 2018.
You got farm news on Ron.
Oklahoma's wind industry has provided $20 billion of investment to our state. Working with our farmers and ranchers, we continue to pay landowner lease payments. We invest in local communities and schools through ad valorem taxes. We create thousands of local jobs in maintaining wind infrastructure. All of this for rural Oklahoma. Together, we can power Oklahoma and keep Oklahoma's economy strong. Tell your legislators to keep wind investing in Oklahoma.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.